Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How was your weekend, folks? Good weekend. Spend time with family and friends. Take a little bit of a break away from politics. Did you get a bit of a reprieve from the life that Joe Biden has put for you? Because let me tell you something. If you went out and you bought groceries, if you fueled your vehicle, if you went to go maybe get the kiddos some new clothes, or you started planning a vacation and you started looking at airline fees or whatever, you got smacked in the face. That's right. Because let me tell you, there's no getting away from it. As much as you'd like to, there's really no getting away from it. And let me tell you, did you turn on the radio? Was it on talk radio? Did you pick up your phone? Did you get some sort of an alert about what's going on? Maybe you got a COVID alert. Maybe you decided, you know what? I'm going to watch Netflix right after I get my Starbucks latte, and then after I return from Target shopping. I'm not getting after you if you're doing all these leftist activities, because sometimes we're forced into them. But whatever you were doing, I'm going to tell you something. You're confronted with leftism day in, day out, whether you like it or not. Do you think leftists took the weekend off? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Ukrainians are fleeing their country by the millions. And there was a report, I was listening to a friend of mine's radio show. She said 20,000 Ukrainians came through the southern border, not through checkpoints, jumped over the Rio Grande, I'm guessing. See, we have a legal process for you to come in and seek asylum, but not in caravans. But see, our border has become so porous that we'll take anybody. And look, I don't mind us taking Ukrainians in if there is asylum to be had, but I want to know who they are. And here's the other thing that we probably aren't talking about, at least the mainstream media is not talking about, but who created this humanitarian crisis? I know who did it. It was Joe Biden. I'm not teasing stutterers. I'm teasing Joe Biden. I told you guys the other day, one of my son's best buddies, he's a stutterer. I love this kid. His name is Max. When I take this kid to the gym, he works out harder than anybody. And he's a good-looking kid. I told him one day, I said, don't worry about your stutter. Girls are not going to be looking at that. He's a Leif Garrett. You remember Leif Garrett when he was a kid? That's what he reminds me of. Good-looking kid. But he stutters. And we tease him about it sometimes, because that's what you're supposed to. You want him to feel like it's not that big of a deal, because it isn't. But Joe Biden, he's made it a big deal because it isn't a stutter. It's a brain malfunction. That's why Joe Biden makes it. Oh, I used to stutter as a kid. Have you seen? I mean, he goes into lockdown mode. Tucker Carlson featured him. I didn't get the clip because it was essentially what I'd already talked about. No offense, but they don't have anything new at Fox. Oh, some people asked me the other day, like, Kevin, what do you think about Bongino? I said, you know, Dan and I are acquaintances. I used to think we were friends, but we're acquaintances. And I told him a story where I was with a guy who was with Dan when they both went through Secret Service training together. And he goes, yeah, Dan and I were pretty, you know, tight during Secret Service training. And I was at a party, and I go, oh, really? I said, well, here, let me send him a note. We took a picture together, me and the guy. I sent it to Dan, thinking he'd go, oh, yeah, hey, yes, my boy, whatever. And he went, yeah. That's all he sent back, Y-E-A, yeah. Like, huh. I mean, if you had gone back to somebody I knew 20 years ago who I spent that kind of time with, I would have been like, hey, I would have given him a quick call. Hey, man, you hanging out with my buddy? Yeah, let me talk to him real quick. I would have been that. Now, I'm not saying that my way is better. I'm just saying I'm a different person. But anyway, these people that were asking me, they're part of a big group. I'm not going to say who they were. They said Dan was so rude to some of their people that they will never ask him back. It's like, wow. And what it was is I'd done an event with them, and they were saying, Kevin, it's such a big contrast between you and Dan. And I went, what do you mean? And they went on to tell me the story, and I went, wow. I said, well, I'll tell you this. He's certainly become very aloof. In my opinion, I think if an old friend of yours says hello, you give me a little more than yeah. Like, yeah? He didn't do the question mark. Like, yeah, what? And I'm not trying to speak for him in terms of, like, yeah, he said yeah. I'm not saying that. It just was like, yeah. But how about, yeah, man, tell him I said hello. Okay. But he didn't do it. Anyway, I'm not here to beat up on Bongino. You can figure out what you want about him. But Fox News, Tucker Carlson, I mean, look. If they're giving you some insights that you don't get elsewhere, great. I think we need all news media. I think we need all voices. So I'm happy for them. But I don't learn very much from them. I don't watch it at all. I get the clips. If somebody sends me a clip, I'll watch a clip. I'll watch you for 2 minutes, Tucker. But I'm not watching the show. And it's no reflection on Tucker. He's a nice guy. Hasn't had me back on. But he's a nice guy. Anyway, so Ukrainians are not being processed through the checkpoint. And the question that was asked is, do you care, Kevin? Do you care if it's Ukrainians or Mexicans or Polish or, you know, whomever? No, I don't care. I want you processed in this country legally. I don't think that's too much to ask. It's, how do I want to process you into my home? I posed this question the other day. Do you want me to come kick in the door in the middle of the night? Or would you like for me to let you know, hey, Kevin, I will be over at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is it okay? Yes, please come by. And oh, you know what? If it's for an event, which black people, we don't do this. We don't bring, many times we don't bring housewarming. We don't bring a bottle of wine or some food to the potluck. If you invite us over, we just show up. So anyway, my point is, if you're going to come to my house, I want to know when. So I can be prepared. And when you come, even though I know you're coming at 3, don't just walk in. The only time you just walk in is if there's a party and we leave instructions, just walk in. You get what I'm saying? This is all common sense. Here's what I tell people. If it doesn't work in the microcosm, it probably isn't going to work in the macrocosm. Little picture doesn't work. Big picture is not going to work. Easy, easy peasy. Can you spend your way out of debt? No, you cannot. Remember, that was a phrase that people were using, the Democrats were using.
We're going to spend our way out of debt.
Since when? Who's done that? How successful are you? Lots to talk about. New development at Netflix you're going to want to hear about. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at
thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Saw a story that the African clawed frog would compete with the native species in D.C. And I thought, is this like a joke? Is this like a sports team joke? The African clawed frogs beat somebody else. If that were a team name, they would ban it. The African clawed frog. Oh, man. You know, here's the, this is rather racist if you think about it. The Africanized honeybee? They're the ones that are really bad ones, right? I don't want to go all racial on you, but anyway, that's not what I want to talk about this segment. What I want to talk about this segment is Netflix. And I mentioned them earlier. Netflix. The left will do anything to make, I mean, and I'm going to tell this story, and I get it. It would be cute if we lived in a different time. And you'll get it here in a second. By the way, I saw a meme. It showed the book, the screenplay, all of it normal with normal people. And then when Netflix gets it, it's got to become colorized and sexualized and everything else. Netflix will take a story about two brothers who grew up hand in hand, went to combat, like Saving Private Ryan, and the brothers will end up being, you know, adopted, a Guatemalan midget, a black dude, a Jewish guy, whatever, and one of them was a gay who was married to a Muslim transsexual lesbian. I don't, you know what I mean? They will find a way to just completely tear it apart. And this is why I started the Flick Fest, which, by the way, many of you, thank you, are joining the Flick Fest, and you understand that we're going to go through these growing pains. I mean, you can watch movies and all that, but I'm saying we've got distributors now. We're getting new movies we're trying to put up, and when we get through this stuff, and by the way, our app should be ready here in a bit. It'll be ready for Fire Stick. When we get that app done, then we're going to kind of start moving marketing to the next level. But I'm going to tell you, I appreciate the people that say, Kevin, I'm doing this. I don't care whether this thing is good, bad, or whatever. And it is good. There's some good films on there. We need to load more. I need to increase the staff. And we're going to be bringing on some other folks. Brandon Tatum's involved. We're going to bring on some board members and some other filmmakers that are involved. I mean, it's really cool. I'm excited about it. But, every time something comes out about Netflix, they lost 2 million subscribers. You know why? Because people are sick of Hollywood, and they're sick of films all being made into something else. You know, it has to be bigger than life in some other form. So, anyway, here's the story. Days after Apple released their pregnant man emoji with iOS 15.4 update. Now, I want you to understand, this is what's being pushed on society, a pregnant man emoji. Because we need to know that men can get pregnant now. Which, of course, they can't. I have to say that because there are liberals, there are leftists out there listening that'll go, I knew it. I knew it was men could get pregnant. That's just science. Anyway, Apple releases this pregnant man emoji. Netflix started promoting a new series called He's Expecting. It's a Japanese comedy drama. We call them dramedies. That's been released. And I don't know if you've seen it, but it came out earlier this month. And here's what the description for the show, how it reads. When a successful ad executive who's got it all figured out becomes pregnant, he's forced to confront social inequities he's never considered before. And the series stars Japanese actors Takumi Sato, who plays Kentaro Hiyami, and Juri Ueno, who plays Aki Sito, as the two main characters. And, of course, you're going to remember those names. We will quiz you later. On those names. And then it goes on. The phenomenon of male pregnancy has been around for more than half a century around the world. The trailer opens. Mr. Hiyama, the doctor tells Hiyama, you are a pregnant man. Isn't it a nice world to live in where men can give birth for you? Ueno says, while telling a friend about hearing the pregnancy news, she quips, I responded with, is it really mine? Men usually get to use that line. The audience also sees Hiyama getting a consent form for abortion. Oh, we gotta have that. We can't have a man. Well, just say you're the first man that could have a baby. You know, leftism would definitely have you kill that kid. There's no question about it. Especially if that kid was black. Shoot. Leftists would be like, you are not having that baby. We cannot have black people thinking they can just go having babies. It's enough of them. Not babies, black people. He complains about not being able to eat anything, about getting nauseous, and experiences an embarrassing moment of leaking breast milk at a work meeting. I get it. It's like flipping places, like you become your wife. We've been there, done that, right? See, the difference was you didn't have to be pregnant. You didn't have to to propagate the idea that men could get pregnant, because all they had to do was do the flippy thing. You know how they go, oh, the father trades places with the son, or the father trades places with the daughter, or the mother trades places with the daughter, or the mother trades places with the son. And you can see the hijinks that can occur. You're a mother and you trade places with your son who's going through puberty. Let the fun begin, right? She gets to go to school or go to work, and he gets to see her life, and she gets to go and see his. You get what I'm saying? However you spin it, it could be a funny thing if it weren't being proposed as reality. The difference is, these clowns, Apple wants people to believe that a man can have a baby, so they made an emoji about it. Can't leave well enough alone. Can't leave what God did alone, because Tim Cook, he's the CEO of Apple, he's decided he can change the way people perceive things, because we now have this different reality about life. It's like Jurassic Park. Life will find a way. Let me tell you something. You're not going to believe this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Men can't have babies. If a man, and I'm using my finger quotes, has a baby, that's a woman. That's one of those things where you know it's a woman. That you could watch somebody and go, that's kind of ambiguous. Not quite sure. But if that person has a baby, it's a woman, okay? It's that simple. This is insanity. And they want to propagate this. So Apple comes out with the app. And, of course, Netflix makes a show. And it isn't just a out-of-body experience show. It's no. He's a man having a baby, because that's the new narrative. That's what it takes to get your project funded in Hollywood. Gotta leave it there.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Marshals have posted a reward up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of escaped Alabama inmate Casey White. White was serving time for murder and a number of other crimes dating back to 2015. Jail records show that Casey White, along with corrections officer Vicky White, no relation, were last seen Friday being transported from the jail to court to have a mental evaluation.
We have had a warrant issued for Director Vicky White. The charges are permitting or facilitating an escape in the first degree.
That's Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton, who says no mental evaluation was scheduled for the prisoner. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline is up to $4.19 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. A group of lawmakers spent their weekend over in the capital city of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
A congressional group led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine over the weekend to talk unity.
We are proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States, a message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership, and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
It should be noted the congressional group delivering a message of unity was a partisan group of Democrats. Republicans were not on the trip.
A Missouri man is scheduled to die by lethal injection for the 1997 killing of a couple in their home southwest of St. Louis. Carmen Deck's execution is set for Tuesday. His death sentence has been overturned three times, but the sentence was reinstated in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to give you guys a little insight into black Democrats. And it's not good. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think for one second that Republicans are going to get through to them, if you think that the people that claim they're going to bring them over to us are going to do it through some rational thing, no offense to the folks at Blexit and what have you, yeah, I love anything that people are willing to try. One of the only ways, I believe, I'm not going to say it's the only way, one of the only ways you're going to get black people on the left to wake up is you have to embarrass them. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, that's what I do. I don't take any prisoners. I will embarrass you. You want to tell me that you compare Donald Trump, who you loved, when he was on Celebrity Apprentice, when he was being rapped about by black rappers and being talked about because people said, I want to be like Trump, you love him. But the minute he gets into office and starts actually doing things to help black folks, suddenly he's a racist, he's a bad president. The guy that started the Second Chance Act, who got black folks reunited, mostly black folks reunited with their families coming out of prisons. Democrats putting them in, Trump getting them out. And I could go on. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Man, let me just put it out there. I'm going to say this because people are too afraid to say it. If you are a black person voting for a Democrat, you are one stupid Negro. It's that simple. You drank the Kool-Aid. You have no ability to critically think. You don't have anybody in your life who's willing to give you tough love. And anybody telling you anything less is enabling you. They're enabling you as a drug addict. You support the people who hurt you the most. You support the people who hung your forefathers, who raped your great-great-great-grandmothers, who beat your great-great-great-grandfathers. Who thought of you as nothing? They thought of you as chattel and as cattle, and they wanted you dead. They started a movement to make sure you could not grow, and you haven't. They wanted to keep you from being educated. They wanted to keep you, as Joe Biden said, in chains. And that is a fact. And anybody telling you different, anybody's soft-shoeing it, or, well, let me just talk about it. I mean, you know, I know the Republicans have done something bad or whatever. You know what? If you want to listen to it, fine. I'm going to give you tough love. I'm like Justice Thomas said, Kevin is going to cut to the chase. And I know white people, y'all afraid. Y'all are scared.
Oh, we're so scared, Kevin. Kevin, you preach it, man, but I'm just afraid to say it.
Well, shame on you. Shame on you. Well, I don't know how many times I got to tell you. If I were white, I'd be saying the same crap. I'm not going to cut any, oh, I don't know, man, because I'm black, I can't say anything. That is a, man, how many times do I have to cover that subject? Because you're black, you can't speak to what, the human condition? Well, Kevin, y'all got black issues. What black issues do I? The only thing that comes close to a black issue is if you say, Kevin, black people are racist to each other because we used to call light-skinned black people, we used to think of them as better. They had better hair. We used to call it white hair. If you were fair complexion, light green eyes, pretty hair, you had a leg up in the black community. But let me just break it to you, people. If you have those quality features, you might have a leg up in life. Vanessa Williams? Halle Berry? Look, your people. You like what you like, and you can talk about, oh, Kevin, there's a way that people look at beauty. People look at beauty the way people look at beauty. They look at beauty. You know what mostly impacts what your view is of beauty? You want to know what it is, psychologically speaking? It's your mother and your father. That's who you, if you're a young girl, you will pick a dude that reminds you of your dad. He will act like him. He will kind of walk like him. He will have the same carriage demeanor of your father. If you're a young dude, you're going to do the same thing with your mom. You're going to pick somebody that is closer to your mom. If you're a guy, that's the natural affinity. It's part of your nurture. It's nature nurture. And it's strong because it's both. That's how you choose. But we're dealing with crazy folks, man. Divide and conquer. Black people think this way. Women think this way. Latinos, whatever you tell me, I'm going to tell you something. Human nature overrules all of it. But you want to talk about some silly black folks. Let me play this little discussion between Tiffany Cross of MSNBC, a vapid, vile racist, an ethnocentric racist woman who can't see anything except through the eyes of, through this prism of blackness, and the DNC chair. Look at how they talk about you, Republicans.
Critical race theory is crap.
Martin Luther King marched right here. So skin color wouldn't matter.
Are you a racist? Do you hate Mexicans? The media calls us racist for wanting to build Trump's wall.
Today the woke left will do anything to make America un-American.
Okay, what you just heard is just a sample of the Republican craziness on the ballot in the upcoming midterm elections. So with the GOP running on a platform of lies, fear, sexism, and racism, no matter how many times they say that's not what it is, we call a thing, you have to wonder, how are millions of voters so eager to turn this country over to the right-wing extremists that now comprise the GOP?
I'm going to stop there for just a second. Okay, so what did that commercial talk about? It talked about, we don't want critical race theory in there. We're going to get away from the woke left. Martin Luther King did not march for this, etc. And she says, what you just heard is a sample of the crazy that Republicans want to put on the ballot. That's a sample of crazy for her. And so she wants to know, why is it? I love this part. Why is it that these people seem to want this? What could it possibly be? Because we Democrats, we got it all together. So she has the DNC chairman, who's a black dude. His name is Harrison something. To be honest with you, I haven't even looked up to see who the DNC chairman was. Haven't even looked him up. But wait till you see how they greet each other. Yeah, what's up, sister girl? But anyway, here he is, and then we're probably going to have to cover the rest of this in the next segment, but we'll talk a little bit about it. But he's going to give some idea of what he thinks the problem is with the Democrats. I promise you, folks, this is worth the price of admission.
And the question is, what can Democrats do to motivate their base? Well, to answer that, DNC Chair Jamie Harrison joins me now to talk strategy. Brother Harrison, it's so good to see
you. It is so good seeing you.
On set, nonetheless.
I know, and this is a beautiful set. Y'all, you got to be here and see the high cutting that Tiffany's doing, and this is amazing.
Well, maybe we should do a live studio audience at some point.
Yeah,
well,
that would be great.
You just heard all the GOP soundbite there. It's a hot mess, which makes me wonder why are so many people eager to turn over Congress to that party? I mean, there's a lot of criticism for Democrats around messaging. Why do you think it is?
Well, listen, I don't think people are eager for that. I think right now, you know, you sort of get a lull. Once you win a big election like we did in 2020, people think, well, everything's going to work out well, and now we can rest a little bit. But folks have to understand that we can't pause. Saving democracy is not something that you can just take a vacation from. It's something that you constantly have to do, particularly given the craziness that we see over in Congress right now.
All right, folks, welcome back. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Tiffany Cross asks again, what do Democrats need to do to motivate their base? Now, here's what I want you to understand. She did not cover, and neither did he, a single issue that the Democrats have gotten wrong. Nothing. They haven't talked about inflation, what it's doing to black folks. They haven't talked about jobs. They haven't talked about criminal justice reform. They haven't talked about crime in black communities. None of it. They haven't talked about all the money they're going to be giving to Ukrainians. Can you imagine what Tiffany Cross and Jamie Harrison would be saying if Donald Trump wanted to give $33 billion to Ukraine with all this stuff going on with black folks? What do you think they'd be saying? You think they would not be a topic of discussion? Joe Biden is effectively skipping over black folks, many of whom are going to lose their houses. How many of them lost their businesses in the time of COVID? And on and on. Now, we could argue, okay, they should have gotten PPP or whatever else. But the point is, I don't know how you lose your business, whether those funds weren't good enough. But here's what I will tell you. When you were locked down, when these businesses were locked down all that time, these kids suffered. What? How many of these black kids were latchkey when there was only one parent who had to work? A parent who relied on the school system to do two things. One, to educate their children, and two, to effectively be a babysitter during the day so that mostly single parent group of black folks could go out and do their work. How do you think that impacted them? What do you think they'd be saying about Trump if that were the case with lockdowns? It would be a whole different scenario. But when I tell you this, believe it. This is only going to get better. Wait until you hear the rest of the nonsense that these two ethnocentric racist do nothing for black people had to say when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've been telling you people that black leftists are the dumbest people on the planet. The same way I tell you that the conservatives are the best people on the planet. Period. You listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I could coach you. You're not going to do it. You're not going to say it. You're not going to put up a fight. You're not going to put up an argument. You're going to let these people get away with it. But I'm going to tell you again, when a black person calls you racist, talks about the Republican Party, and you say, fine, it's amazing to me that you have the nerve to call me a racist when you vote for the party that used to lynch your ancestors, the party that used to rape black women, that used to beat black men and lynch them. Over nothing, for even looking at a white woman. The party that freed you, and you won't even vote for it, and you wonder why there's so many problems in the so-called black community. The fact that they even have you thinking you have a black community is stupid. You're a part of the American community, but you're too stupid to know it. Look at all the problems that have been caused by you, caused in the so-called black community that you've allowed. Your schools suck. Your neighborhoods suck. You don't even know how to think. You think more about Snoop Dogg than you do Condoleezza Rice. You should be asking yourself why. You hold your children to no kind of accountability. In fact, you worship thugs. That's what you've been taught. And you should be asking yourself, you should be soul searching and asking yourself, how did I get this stupid? Now you're like, oh, Kevin, man, that'll get me in a fight. Well, whatever. You can figure out how to couch it. You can say things like, look, I just don't get it. I don't get it. You call people racist who aren't racist, but the people walking around you who are racist, you don't say a word. Joe Biden talks about the black parts of his town and going to lecture black men it's okay to wear a condom, telling black women it's okay to say no, as if black women can't protect themselves, don't know how to say no, and black men are all rape culture. You despise the so-called rich white dude, and then you vote him in. You vote for him. You voted for him, not us. And when you didn't have him, who did you vote for? You voted for a rich white woman, neither one of whom was rich before they ever got into politics. And you know who made them rich? You did. Yeah. You want to talk ignorance? Ignorance. You don't know anything about the Constitution, where black people were written out in terms of being free Americans. Slavery eliminated. Civil War fought for it. 386,000 white dudes killed their brethren in order to free you, and you're too stupid to even understand it. And here's why. Because you're listening to idiots like the DNC and these ethnocentric racists like Tiffany Cross, who shouldn't even have a show. She's too stupid to have a show. She's dumber than Melissa Harris Perry and Al Sharpton combined. And all she does is spew out racism. I'm going to let you hear the rest of what Brother Harrison, Jamie, said, because he says, no, he was asked the question. She says, why are people so eager to put that party back in power? She's too stupid to have the critical thinking to say to herself, look, we screwed the pooch here. The Democratic Party has not done anybody any good. Bidenflation is hurting anybody on a fixed income. It's certainly hurting America's poor, which by definition means it's hurting more blacks per capita than anybody else. Biden's done nothing for crime. Our neighborhoods are still unsafe. Our kids are still less educated. And we're focused on nonsense like critical race theory. She's too stupid to even be able to analyze that. And he goes, no, I don't think it's that. There's always a lull after a big win. That's what he said. Go listen to the previous segment. There's always a lull after a big win. They honestly believe that they won. And he says it's a lull. See, what he doesn't really want to admit is there never was a big win, which means there is no lull. The lull that they feel is exactly what's happening with their party. It has no energy. It has no ingenuity, no new ideas, no nothing. And all it does is when we fix it, they break it again. They're like meth head tweakers. Here's what they had to say, the rest of it.
I mean, you think about the Republican Party right now. This is a party that is built on fear. It's built on fraud. And I would like to say it is also fascism. They are tinkering on fascism right now in the Republican Party. And so the Democratic Party, in contrast, Tiffany, has to be a party that is about hope. It's about aspirations. It's about providing safety and security yeah. for people.
And but is so that that's message reaching the people?
Well, that's the message that we have to get out there.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, messaging and getting messenger out there, it's challenging sometimes.
It is.
Because I can tell you most of the time, and this is not you, but some of your colleagues in the media wants to report on the Democrats in disarray
yeah.
rather than the Democrats that are in alignment.
Right.
I mean, when you think about the things that we have been able to do and accomplish over the past year and a half, sometimes it is more than you would see in 4 years of a presidency.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden has been able to get that done in almost 2 years. But it's hard for us to get that out there and,
yeah.
and penetrate that bubble.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Really? Party? The DNC chair says the Republican Party is a party built on fear and fraud. See, I love these. These clips, Democrats are so precious. They tell you exactly what they do by what they accuse you of. They are the party built on fear and fraud. I couldn't give you more truth in his statement because, look, I'm not teaching you anything you don't already know. Built on fear and fraud, he says, tinkering with fascism. What did we just go through? We went through a ruse of Wu Flu where these people locked us down, got us to do it, wearing masks, getting forced vaccinations, and he says, we're the ones tinkering on fascism. They did it by fear-mongering a disease that does not kill anywhere close to 1% of the people. Not anywhere close. They got in office on an obvious big cheat, a fraud, that they perpetrated with January the 6th. I give you the Democrats talking openly about themselves, but saying, nope, somebody else did it. Remember the story I told you where my buddy said to me, he went to prison, he says, Kevin, my cellie said he was the worst kind of criminal. He would rape a woman and make her believe it was her fault. I said, he wasn't the worst kind of criminal. The worst kind of criminal would have raped a woman and made her think it was your fault. That's the worst kind of criminal where she doesn't even hate him. She hates you. So that's the Democrats. The Democrats have essentially sexually assaulted this country politically, and now they want to blame somebody else. They blame the Republicans. That's who's doing this to you, people. This guy just told you that that Republicans are giving you fear, fraud, and fascism. And what does the Democrats do? I just gave you exactly what they gave us over the last 2 years. Fear, fraud, and fascism. No way around it. And by the way, you think Tiffany's going to push back and say, now, wait a minute, because he says, get this, the Democratic Party, in contrast, was a party of hope, aspirations, and get this last part, safety and security. The Democrats are the party of safety and security. They have us almost in World War III. They left people in Afghanistan. They occupy the most dangerous areas of the country. But he says they give you safety and security. So then she says, well, you know, given that we're that good, why is the message not reaching the people? And you know what he goes? It's challenging. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's challenging. You want to know why it's challenging? They have no message. Their message is a message of lies. It's Russian collusion and kabuki theater. It's January 6th Kabuki Theater. It's Wu Flu Kabuki Theater. It's all the crap that we're talking about. It's Hunter Biden's laptop Kabuki Theater. It's Joe Biden's not mentally impaired Kabuki Theater. It's Kamala Harris is an excellent VP Kabuki Theater or Kaduki Theater, whichever one you want. You get what I'm saying? Most of the time, he says, your colleagues want to report disarray. In our party, they don't want to report where we are in lockstep and lined up. The only place they're in lockstep and lined up is against us. But here's what was really most interesting about what he said. He had the nerve to tell them, look at what we accomplished in the past 2 years. If you want to understand the mind of a leftist, this man, I don't think he believes it. I think he's a two-faced son of a gun because he can't dare look back at 2 years and say, look at our record of achievement, unless he hates this country. It's the only thing I can figure. You tell me. It's the only thing. What have they accomplished that you would want to hang your hat on as a conservative? Me, nothing.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.